This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, February 4th. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Water Board sinks EJ case against VAs. Mountain lion protections teed up for debate. And former ag leaders blast administration policies. State water officials are defending their handling of harmful algal blooms in the Bay Delta plant update. They argue that expanded monitoring and special studies are appropriate next step rather than a rigid, unimpaired flow approach. At a three-day workshop on the update last week, environmental justice advocates warned that the voluntary agreements approach, now known as the Healthy Rivers and Landscapes Program, would reduce flows and worsen the blooms, particularly during low-flow summer and fall periods. Board members countered that the science is lacking on that argument and assured the Delta community the issue is being handled through broader statewide efforts outside the Bay Delta plan. Board Chair Joaquin Oscavel recognized the blooms as a growing public health and ecosystem threat and emphasized that the Bay Delta update includes new monitoring efforts and special studies to better understand how flow changes influence bloom formation. Oscavel said the board views the update as one tool among many, stressing that flow management, monitoring, and future regulatory actions would work together to address harmful algal blooms as climate change increases their frequency and severity. You can read more about the Healthy Rivers and Landscapes program in the AgriPulse West newsletter hitting inboxes later this morning. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife next week will ask the Fish and Game Commission to approve a threatened listing for Southern California and East Coast mountain lions under the California Endangered Species Act, marking the final step in a review process that began more than 5 years ago. The petition, filed by conservation groups in 2019, covers a distinct population segment spanning the Central Coast, Traverse Ranges, and Peninsular Ranges. CDFW status review concludes the populations face long-term risk from habitat fragmentation, highway barriers, and genetic isolation, and recommends permanent protections. But ranching groups are mobilizing against the listing, arguing it would conflict with existing state wildlife and livestock protections. The California Farm Bureau is alerting members that a listing could layer more regulatory restrictions on land use and wildlife conflict responses, particularly complicating ranching operations where depredations occur. The California Cattlemen's Association has signaled concerns that CESA's take prohibitions could limit producers' ability to address mountain lion depredation, particularly in areas where Proposition 117 currently provides specific exemptions for livestock protection. A group of 27 former agriculture leaders and executives warning of the widespread collapse of American agriculture in our rural communities absent swift action by Congress. The Trump administration's policies, quote, have caused tremendous harm to U.S. agriculture, they say in a letter delivered to the leaders of the House and the Senate Ag Committees. The letter was signed by past presidents and CEOs of the American Soybean Association, the National Corn Growers Association, the National Pork Producers Council, the National Barley Growers Association, the National Milk Producers Federation, U.S. Grains Council, and Renewable Fuels Association. Former leaders of the Departments of Agriculture of Illinois and Nebraska also signed. Among the problems facing farmers, they listed increased farm input prices caused by tariffs, loss of export markets, and disruption to the ag labor supply. They also cited, quote, massive cuts to USDA staffing and agriculture research funding and reductions in foreign aid and domestic food programs. The group urged Congress to act immediately and exempt all farm inputs from tariffs, pass E-15 legislation, renew trade promotion authority, complete review of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, pass a new farm bill, and farm labor reform. American farmers are worrying more about their long-term prospects. That, according to the monthly farm economy barometer conducted by Purdue University and the CME Group. Producers are especially pessimistic about the next 5 years, the index measuring the five-year outlook dropping from 122 to 88. It's the lowest point since September 2024. More than half of corn and soybean producers surveyed said they will use their Farmer Bridge Assistance Program payments to pay down debt. Another quarter plan to increase their working capital. Other farmers will use those payments for family living expenses or farm machinery. New World screwworm has been found in a horse at an import quarantine facility in Florida that during a routine USDA inspection. But the event, quote, does not constitute evidence of a U.S. outbreak, according to Texas Ag Commissioner Sid Miller. The horse was from Argentina and does not appear to be associated with the screwworm outbreak in Mexico, according to a USDA release. In a separate release, the Texas Department of Agriculture said, quote, to date, there remains no evidence of New World screwworm populations or local infestations anywhere in the United States. The detection demonstrates that our federal inspection system is working exactly as designed and is an additional biosecurity tool that will protect our livestock industry, Miller said. Now take note, last week USDA announced it would shift its sterile fly dispersal efforts into Texas following recent cases that have appeared in northern Mexico. USDA Inspector General John Walk emphasized investigating fraud in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program at a House Appropriations Subcommittee hearing yesterday. Investigating SNAP fraud is one of my office's highest priorities, Walk said, noting that about half of the office investigative cases are related to SNAP fraud, and about 36% of IG investigators' time is spent on those cases. The hearing was occasionally contentious as Democrats pressed Walk on USDA's reorganization plans and whether he was involved in the USDA removal of the, quote, socially disadvantaged classification to receive program benefits. Walk told Representative Shelley Pingree of Maine that a lot has not been decided yet on the reorganization. He said, quote, it's almost like inspecting the hydraulics on the plane while we're already in the air because it hasn't landed yet. He added he was not involved in dropping the socially disadvantaged designation when he was serving as a special advisor to Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins. Pressing Walk for answers on reorganization, Pingree said, quote, most of your testimony and much of what you've been talking about is the SNAP benefits program. And while we don't want to see any fraud or abuse there, you are not the IG of SNAP. You are the IG of the USDA. President Donald Trump signed a funding measure yesterday that ended the partial government shutdown. The funding lapse started Saturday after Republicans and Democrats failed to reach an agreement on how to proceed with immigration enforcement policy. The legislative package included a stopgap funding bill for the Homeland Security Department. It expires Friday the 13th of February. Here's Dave's final word. Congress needs to assert itself on behalf of farmers if we are to avoid a widespread collapse of American agriculture and our rural communities. That from the former ag leader's letter. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, February 4th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.